Nestled in between Cody and Powell in northwestern Wyoming, the Heart Mountain Interpretive Center tells the story of over 10,000 Japanese Americans who were held in the internment camp against their will during World War II. It turns out the museum would not exist if it weren't for the formerly incarcerated and their children's dedication. Chair of the Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation, Shirley Ann Hugochi, just released her new book, Setsuko's Secret, Telling These Stories. To start, Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudalska asks Hugochi how she learned about her parents' time at Heart Mountain.
I always knew sort of in the back of my mind that my parents spent time at Heart Mountain Camp, but my mother always framed it as a fun place to be, a place where she met my father, and never really talked about the negative aspects, even the issues of, like, you know, having her appendix removed in the barrack, dusty hospital in Wyoming. She kind of glossed it over as sort of going to a doctor's appointment and getting her her appendix out. So I always feel that a lot of ways the Japanese American incarceration has been whitewashed in our society. And I think the Nisei, the generation that my parents are, second generation Japanese Americans, have been sort of whitewashed and told to sort of minimize that experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that stood out to me the most was that one of your mom's dying wish was to have an actual museum on the site. Why is that significant for Japanese Americans?
After Ronald Reagan had signed the reparation bill, which really kind of apologized to the Japanese Americans, I think the Japanese American community felt permission to actually speak about this experience. And so the idea of building something to remember that experience memorialized not only their feelings and thoughts, but also the fact that that event actually occurred. So I think the building of the Heart Mountain Museum, as well as what we do in Cody Powell, Wyoming, is a real significant step, not only for the state of Wyoming, but I think our nation, to recognize an injustice that basically our government has acknowledged as being wrong, which is a really important step that a country is brave enough to apologize for missteps in the past. So it's very important.
How is the story that you tell in the book different from the traditional Heart Mountain story?
Well, I really think that this book is extremely effective because it's a combination of a memoir and a well-researched historical academic book. But I think the concept of being a memoir, it explores the area of the multi-generational trauma and the effect on my generation being the daughter of an incarceree who was never incarcerated herself, but has been able to sort of experience through the lives of my family members and my parents. And I think the problem is when any kind of trauma occurs and you're taught or told not to talk about it, it really informs the way you are as an adult. And those qualities or those attributes are passed down to your children. But if the children don't understand why your mother is controlling or why your mother has this need for perfection. I remember my girlfriend, my best girlfriend who lived across the street while I was growing up, she told me, "I can't believe what your mother told my mother." But what she said is that my mother told the next door neighbor that if Shirley can't be a doctor or a lawyer, it doesn't matter because she could marry one. And to hear that from your girlfriend when you're only age 11, what does that do to your confidence or your desire to be somebody, but somebody's wife? And then there's nothing wrong with that, but it's really not about what other people want for young girls growing up. It's really what that young girl wants. And to sort of kind of not get what you want because of what your parents had to go through or didn't have, and that shapes who you are, you know, I think that could be very damaging.
And you mentioned that this has a lot to do with the present day and news. How do you hope people will receive it today?
If you look at the current immigration policies, if you look at the rounding up of children and being placed in detention camps, you know, because of their immigration status and what's happening in their lives, those experiences are not that much different than what happened to the Japanese American. So, you know, the United States and the world has this uncanny ability to continuously repeat over and over again the same mistakes, which is really unfortunate. So hopefully this could be a learning tool on what not to do during wartime crisis, during a COVID crisis, during any form of crisis where, you know, we have the tendency to turn on each other and on the others when things are stressful. And we have to really step back from that impulse.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudowska speaking with the author of the new book called Setsuko Secret, and that was Shirley Higuchi.